Certainly is. 25 past 8. Time to talk boxing because there is a massive bout on this weekend up in Brisbane. Jeff Horn takes on the great Manny Pacquiao. It is going to be chockers at the Brisbane Entertainment Centre. 50,000 people, they reckon, let alone the pay-per-view audience around the world because of Manny Pacquiao's huge audience. Paul Upham is Fox Sports boxing commentator. He's a guru. He's been good enough to join us to preview a bit of the action this weekend. G'day, Paul.
Morning, guys.
Great to have you on board. How big is this fight? In the grand scheme of things in Australian boxing, what we've seen the last 20 years, say, where does this rank?
Look, it's probably the biggest fight up there, certainly with Azuma Nelson and Jeff Fenwick rematch down there in Melbourne many years ago. Manny Pacquiao is still in most people's top 10 pound-for-pound fighters. So pound-for-pound means the best boxers in the world from any weight class. You know, he's been one of the all-time greats. He obviously didn't beat Floyd Mayweather a couple of years ago when they had that big super fight, but no doubt he's proved to be one of boxing's best for many, many years. He'll go down into the Hall of Fame. And to have him fighting here, even at an advanced age of 38 against Jeff Horn, that's a tremendous for Australian boxing. And what an opportunity for Jeff Horn to fight a great like Pacquiao.
Paul, last time we had a legend down here, Roy Jones Jr., Danny Green knocked him out in the first round. Can Jeff do it against the Pac-Man?
Well, that's the question. He is 38, and the Pacquiao people are saying, oh, look, he's just back to his best, he's training well. But you have to remember, he's not a full-time fighter. He's a senator in the Filipino parliament. There's only 12 senators. He was a congressman before, so he's actually got more workload. And I don't believe he can concentrate fully on boxing, no matter what he's saying. He has so many other responsibilities. That's an advantage to Jeff. Jeff's 29. He's in his prime. He's hungry. He's going to have at least 55,000 people screaming outdoors at Suncorp, which is a major event in itself. If that doesn't inspire Jeff Horn to bring his best. But then having said that, look, he hasn't been fighting at Pacquiao's level. He's got to do something we've never seen before.
Then, Paul, our man Jeff Horn says Manny is a bit gun-shy since he got knocked out back in 2012.
Well, look, he hasn't had a knockout win, Pacquiao, since back to 2009. And, you know, people are saying, well, he was getting older. Pacquiao actually started 20 kilos lighter down at flyweight many, many years ago in 95. He's been around a long time, and he slowly worked his way up through the weight class. And I don't think welterweight probably is his best weight class. He's probably a little bit lighter. So maybe that's why he's fighting bigger guys. He hasn't been knocking them out. He also was a born-again Christian, and he said to his trainer a couple of times that he didn't knock guys out. He didn't want to hurt them. Maybe that's part of it. But I think boxing history's shown, over the age of 35, only truly great guys do great things over the age of 35. Pacquiao's 38. You know, Damien, you said about Roy Jones, and he was over 35, and he probably was past his best a little bit when Danny Green knocked him out. Still a great fighter. Pacquiao looks in good condition. Maybe it is a mismatch. People around the world are sceptical. They give Jeff Horn absolutely no chance whatsoever.
There's been some criticism of Jeff Horn's preparation too, Paul, about the fact he didn't go to the States for 8 weeks and take on the best left-handed sparring partners, that he was going to find himself short of condition.
What you found over the last 20 years in Australian boxing is when guys have stepped up to that international level, they haven't had that experience of fights and they haven't had that quality of sparring. Now, what Costa Zoo used to do is he used to pay to bring the best guys from America over to Australia to prepare for his fights, to spar the best guys. And some guys like Billy Dibb have actually gone to America and sparred over there because you just can't get that quality of sparring. Look, Jeff Horn is a good fighter in a way that he throws a lot of punches. He's a bit like Jeff Fenwick, that he swarms you. He's constantly around throwing punches, very fit. But he does take punches. He's been down the canvas a couple of times, and Pacquiao would have seen that with his people and think, well, we can stop Jeff Horn pretty easily. So, you know, Jeff needs to work the pace. He needs to push Manny at 38 to a pace that he's not comfortable with and overwhelm him. He's not a one-punch knockout artist, Jeff Horn. He sort of warns you down, you know, by all those punches he throws. So I'm looking at about round 4 and 5. He needs to start backing Manny up.
So how's it going to play out then, Paul? If it goes to points, does the Pac-Man win? Does Jeff have to knock him out?
Clearly the experience, you know, is to Pacquiao. But look, he doesn't have to win by knockout, Jeff Horn. He just needs to win rounds. In boxing, 12 rounds, you only have to win 7 rounds to win the fight. You can win 7 rounds to fight. He's got to win 7 rounds. So I want to see him having a fast start. I don't want him to let Manny dictate the pace early. He's got to push him back. He can't let Manny come forward with throwing his combinations. He's got to move to his left to get away from Manny Pacquiao, because Manny's actually a left-hander, so he's got that big southpaw left hand. I'm actually a bit concerned that because he takes punches, I'm a bit worried if Jeff Horn gets cut up around the eyes, and maybe the fight gets stopped on cuts. But what I can say to the public is that Jeff Horn's in fantastic condition. He'll give 100%. You know, whether it's good enough, we have to wait and see.
What does it do to his reputation if he gets the job done, Jeff Horn? How big does this make him?
A win puts him out there with the stars of the welterweight division, and there's many in America that it'd turn into multi-million dollar fights for him. If he loses but puts up a competitive performance, the promoter, American promoter Bob Arum, has said that, look, this will open doors for him, even if he loses. If he was knocked out, you know, badly in the first or second round without any sort of competitiveness, he probably would be struggling to get another chance. But I think it's going to be exciting. No matter what happens in this fight, because they both throw a lot of punches and they both got fast hands, I think it'll be a very exciting fight. And I like a fight where we're really not sure, because there is that question mark on Manny Pacquiao because of his age and because of his other work.
I don't think it's a fair fight. Filipino senator taking on an Australian boxer doesn't make much sense to me.
He's
I think
a school teacher. It's actually a school teacher versus a senator.
Nick Xenophon has put up his hand to take him on next time, the independent senator, to take him on, Paul. It's going to be a cracker.
Get the UFC into the ring.
You want to do UFC.
Absolute cracker on the weekend, on Sunday at Suncorp, as you said. 50,000 people cheering on Jeff Horn against one of the all-time greats, Manny Pacquiao. Can't wait to hear your analysis of it all. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
Paul Upham, Fox Sports boxing commentator with us in the build-up to Manny Pacquiao.
I'm Jeff looking forward Horn. To that fight. Oh. 55,000 people.
It's been one of the best promoted of all time. They've had great publicity.
Well, as you said, it's one of the biggest ones since Azuma and Jeff.
Oh, that was
massive.
At Princess Park all those years ago. How good was that?
That was big.